With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a proclamation declaring the Council for American Islamic Relations to be a foreign terrorist organization.
The proclamation, which also includes the Muslim Brotherhood, prohibits the Council, its members and affiliates from buying or acquiring land in the state. In a letter to Abbott, the Council declares the proclamation legally and factually baseless. It argues the Republican governor lacks the authority to unilaterally declare any Americans or American institutions terrorist groups, and it accuses the governor of stoking anti-Muslim hysteria. Rich Thomason reporting.
Some good news from President Trump about the U.S. economy vis-a-vis Saudi Arabia. Last night at the White House, he announced that the Saudi government has agreed to spend more than $1 trillion in investments inside the U.S., something adding a very serious boost to the American economy. Meanwhile, the president says he's interviewing what he calls some very good people for the role of Federal Reserve Chairman. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has made no secret that he'll be replacing Fed Chair Jerome Powell next year, and he says he's already reviewing a list of candidates.
We have some surprising names, and we have some standard names that everybody's talking about.
The president said his first choice for the Fed was Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, but he declined the job. Greg Clugston, the White House.
AAA says nearly 82 million Americans are set to travel between November 25th and December 1st, approximately a 1.6 million increase over those who traveled for Thanksgiving last year, and a new record number of travelers. AAA says the majority will be hitting the roads, but some 6 million people do plan to fly. On Wall Street, it's been a struggle for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is down 154 points. Now the NASDAQ is off by about 23. This is SRN News. There's a battle brewing over the issue of child marriage in Pakistan.
Lawmakers in the province of Balochistan have passed a measure setting the minimum age for marriage at 18 and outlawing any unions between adults and children. The bill has sparked protests in the streets, however, because it violates Islamic law, which allows a girl to be married off as soon as she becomes an adolescent. Religious freedom groups point out that Muslim men in Pakistan often kidnap Christian girls and marry them, a source of international condemnation. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Chile, a conservative former lawmaker and admirer of President Trump is leading in the presidential runoff. Jose Antonio Kast has gained traction after nearly 70% of votes went to him and other conservative candidates in last weekend's first round. Kast is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda as well. Eddie has promised to get the country's crime problem under control. Abortion advocates and gay pressure groups oppose him. This is SRN News. An airline trade group says changes need to be made in the event of another government shutdown.
The group representing major U.S. airlines is calling for permanently ending aviation disruptions during government shutdowns by ensuring air traffic controllers and other key workers get paid. Airlines for America will address a U.S. Senate Aviation Subcommittee Wednesday, reminding lawmakers that the 43-day government shutdown and government-imposed flight cuts disrupted 6 million passengers and 50,000 flights.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander. What was once seen as a near certain cut in interest rates next month now looks more like a coin toss. Federal Reserve officials sharply disagree over the economy's health and whether stubborn inflation or weak hiring represents a bigger threat. Some policymakers have registered greater concern over inflation, echoing the affordability concerns that played a role in this month's elections. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The proclamation.